now, Conrad Nagel, another of your stars on parade. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you an American legend titled Davy Crockett, starring as narrator, Conrad Nagel.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be with you. But before we ring up the curtain, here's a word from Joe Ripley.
The United States Army is rapidly expanding. Young men and young women with the will to learn can get ahead fast. So take advantage of the opportunities for advancement that can be yours by enlisting now. Visit your local United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station. Get the facts today.
I'm not going to tell you the whole story of Davy Crockett. I don't think anyone could do that, because Davy Crockett is a legend. A legend as powerful and colorful and exciting as the legend of America itself. Everyone knows one or two stories about Davy Crockett, small bits of the pattern from which this legend was woven. You hear all sorts of stories.
Well, sir, there was Davy Crockett with a panther on one side of him and a mountain lion on the other. And you don't want to know what he did? He just grabbed that old panther by the tail, swung him around his head, and threw him smack into the lion's face. Yep, that's what he did.
Why, when he was only 10 years old, Davy Crockett used to ride a big black bear through the mountains of Tennessee. He had frightened him that bear.
My granddaddy told me that Davy Crockett threw 15 lumberjackets in one day in a wrestling contest. He didn't have a bit of help either. Oh, he was a funny fellow.
A lot of stories about Davy Crockett, because that's the kind of man Davy Crockett was. On the night of August 17th, 1786, a wild storm raged through the hills of Greene County, rumbled in the ravines of the state of Tennessee. Thunder pounded with heavy, brutal hands on the door of a small, rough-hewn cabin. The wind whispered through the chinks in the wall, and the rain beat a wild lullaby on the roof and windows. And on this night of a thousand terrors, a son was born to the wife of a sturdy American backwoodsman.
I'm glad. So very glad it was a boy.
So am I, dear. But what shall we call him?
I'd like to name him after you, David. David Crockett.
Well, then, Davy Crockett it'll be.
Davy Crockett.
Such was the manner of his birth, simple and tender, and in the midst of violence. The years passed in their accustomed slowness. Young Davy grew in the manner of his fathers before him, measuring his height by the trees, his soul by the mountains. He helped his father in the woods, his mother in the kitchen. He grew with the seasons, learning something from each one. There was a kinship in him with the earth, and he loved all things that came from it. The earth was a mother who fed him and sheltered him, who was kindly in the summers and disciplining in the winters. He didn't have much schooling, but he learned to hunt, and he learned to shoot with a deadly accuracy. And then, one warm spring day, yes, on a day in June, when Davy Crockett had grown older and wiser, had traveled far and seen much of his young country, he met a girl. He met a girl and he fell in love.
Hello there.
Hello. You're Davy Crockett, aren't you? My name is Elizabeth Pat.
She had a smile like dawn breaking over dark mountaintops, and a voice as cool and clear as a mountain stream. Her name was Elizabeth Patton, and Davy Crockett fell in love with her and married her. Elizabeth Crockett was the wife of a hero, and she knew it. Many times she watched her husband ride away under the dawn, knowing he might never return. But in the quiet of their lonely cabin, she prayed, and her prayers were answered by the sound of a voice.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
Davy? Oh, Davy, I've missed you so. Ooh. Oh, it's been such a long time. I expected you last week.
I would have been here then, but there was trouble in the south bit. I was kind of held up down there. Oh, let me look at you, Elizabeth. You know how much I love you.
Davy. Come on in the cabin and let me fix you something to eat. You look so tired.
Oh, Elizabeth, I can't stay.
What are you saying, Davy?
They're waiting for me a few miles down the road. I gotta go away again.
Oh, but David, you can't. You can't go so soon. It isn't fair to either of us.
I gotta go to Texas, Elizabeth. They need me badly.
Texas?
Yeah, I'm gonna help defend Texas. You see, there's a small detachment of men there trying to save that territory. And they need help. They need men and supplies. And they need them desperately. Don't you understand? I must go.
Yes, I guess you must. Come back to me, Davy.
Oh, I'll be back, Elizabeth.
You promise me you'll come back.
I promise. Why, it'd take more than an army to keep me away from you.
Goodbye, Davy.
Goodbye. Bye, Elizabeth.
Goodbye, he called. And Elizabeth watched him disappear in the gathering dusk. Watched until he was out of sight and a chill night wind swept down the bare, empty trail. Then she turned and went into the cabin. There were no tears, no wild, futile words. See, that was the kind of woman Elizabeth Crockett was. And so Davy Crockett went to Texas to help defend the Alamo. They say he rode into the fort on a huge black horse with a panther skull at his waist and the claws of a giant bear strung on his buckskin jacket, singing a song of the green hills of Tennessee. Into the Alamo rode Davy Crockett.
Welcome to the Alamo, Crockett.
The Alamo, key to the vast western territory. There was a flag there to be kept flying, and there were men there who would die if need be. They were brave men. Texas soldiers who boasted and joked. He laughed when the scouts brought the news of the great approaching armies of General Santa Anna.
Let him come! Let him come, I say! What's 50,000 to the enemy against 100 fighting Texans?
You can't take us!
Why, with Davy Crockett here, they won't dare attack. They're afraid he'll send a couple of mountain lions and bears at them.
What do you mean, mountain lions and bears? Why, Davy Crockett could lick a whole army without even stopping to take an extra breath.
Who is it?
Davy Crockett, Colonel Travis. I have a message from General Santa Anna.
Come in, Crockett. Well?
The enemy is in camp 5 miles from the fort, sir.
I see.
General Santa Anna demands a colonel surrender the entire fort immediately or everyone will be put to death. He requests an answer within an hour.
Crockett, what would your answer be?
Why, there's only one answer, sir. The men are ready to fight.
Good. Then we'll give Santa Anna his reply. Come with me, Crockett.
Yes, sir.
Men, at your posts. Make every shot count. We'll give Santa Anna a battle he won't soon forget.
You got it!
The Battle of the Alamo began on February 23rd, 1836. And it was long and terrible and tragic. After 4 days of furious fighting, Colonel Travis sent this letter to the people of the United States.
I am besieged by 1,000 men under General Santa Anna. I call upon you in the name of liberty and everything dear to us all to come to our aid. If this call is neglected, we won't surrender. Remember the Alamo.
The battle continued under terrible odds. Food supplies ran short. Ammunition was running out. No help came as the 7th day passed. And on the 7th day, there came a sudden silence. The men knew what that meant. They knew that with the dawn would come the last and heaviest attack by Santa Anna. An attack they would never survive. And on that 7th night, Davy Crockett climbed to the highest parapet of the Alamo and watched the stars. And on a distant hill in Tennessee, someone else watched those same stars. Elizabeth Crockett couldn't sleep. She knew there was danger.
Davy, Davy, listen to me. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, be careful. please be careful. There's danger, Davy. I know it. I can feel it. And I'm afraid. Davy, come back to me. Come back to me like you promised. Please. Please, darling.
Elizabeth, there was a night once when we watched the stars together. But tonight we watch them while there are long miles between us. And yet, I feel as close to you at this minute as I did then. Elizabeth, I'm going to die. I know that. But I want you to understand that I ain't dying in vain. Nor any of the men sleeping there below me in the fort. We're dying that a new territory can live. A new state where men and women will pioneer and build. That's a mighty big dream, Elizabeth. Texas will be big, too.
No one knows what that last desperate fight was like. Some say it lasted for hours. Others say it didn't last until high noon. No one knows how Davy Crockett died. Some say it took 5 men to kill him. Others say he killed 50 before they finally threw him from the walls of the fort. But the Alamo fell, and with it, Davy Crockett. No one can tell you the whole story of Davy Crockett because Davy Crockett's a legend. A legend as great and powerful and exciting as the legend of America itself. The kind of a legend for which men live and die. Yes, for which men live and die. Whether the battlefield be Bunker Hill or the Bulge or Korea. The spirit and creed are America's, and the legends are America's. The legends of such men as Davy Crockett.
Thank you, Conrad Nagel, for an inspiring performance. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nagel will be back in just a moment for a final word. But first, here's some great news for intelligent young men. Your growing United States Army needs qualified young officers. And a brand new regulation says you can apply for OCS, Officer Candidate School, before you enlist. You must be at least 19 years old and able to pass the mental and physical examinations for Army officers. A high school diploma is your best qualification. If you're accepted, you'll take 14 weeks of basic training, then go to leadership school for 8 weeks and be sent directly to OCS. You'll be taught many interesting subjects, and it'll be a great day when you line up for your commission. You'll be proud to be an officer in the United States Army with good pay and allowances for quarters and food. This is a great opportunity for young men, and you should take advantage of it now. If you think you can make the grade, get all the details at your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station. This transcribed program is brought to you by your United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting service in cooperation with this radio station. Davy Crockett starred Conrad Nagel and was written especially for Stars on Parade by Draper Lewis. Music was composed and conducted by John Guarneri. The play was directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking.
And this is Conrad Nagel inviting you to tune into this same station again next week at this same time for another of your Stars on Parade.